Kevin Lopez is on a waiting list to become the first person to get a hand transplant because of a birth defect. It's a complicated surgery and controversial. NPR health correspondent Rob Stein first introduced us to Lopez earlier this spring, and today, what being on that list has meant for him and his family.
This is a story about a young man waiting for an operation that will change his life. But it's also the story of a sister's quest to make her little brother happy. Both stories begin in the Lopez family home in Chicago, where Kevin Lopez grew up, in a big, close family.
Family is everything, and we've always had that mentality. Especially Jenny's like the most selfless person I know, so.
Jenny is one of Kevin's four sisters.
Growing up, we were always very protective of him because he was very shy and, of course, making sure he's okay.
Because Kevin was born missing all the fingers on his right hand, his arm and wrist are fine, and he almost has a regular palm, but just kind of nubs where his fingers should start. That may have been a big deal to his sisters, but when he was really little, not so much for Kevin.
As a kid, kindergarten, first grade, and all that, I was fine. I wasn't even self-conscious at school.
Then something changed.
It just hit me one day, like I'm different. Like
it was Kevin's first day of sixth grade.
It was in the morning. I was getting ready, and I put on a white polo, a short sleeve white polo, and then I just looked at myself. I realized I was different, and I looked at the short sleeve, and I was like, I was too self-conscious to wear it, so I took it off and I wore a long sleeve. And I never did that before that grade, so I think it was at that point that it became more of a problem, I guess.
Must have been hard.
A little. Yeah, I would say so.
Kevin being so sad was hard for Jenny to see. Most of the time, he was a stoic little guy. She thought it might help Kevin if he talked about his hand more.
So he had to do a school assignment, and he had to write about something that makes him different.
So she asked him.
Well, why don't you talk about your hand?
Kevin just burst into tears.
I remember he just crying and said, I just don't want to be like this. I want you to help me. He was telling me, help me in some way. And I was like, well, I don't know what to do right now. There isn't anything we could do. So I just told him, okay, well, I'll help you. We'll figure it out. So ever since that day, I always felt this inclination in me to find a way to help him.
But Jenny had no idea how she could help her little brother. So Kevin had to learn to live that way. And he did pretty well, playing baseball by catching and throwing with his good left hand, even working as a lifeguard at Lake Michigan Shore during summers. But Jenny never stopped thinking about how she could help Kevin. Then one day,
I was at the gym.
She spotted an article in a magazine.
I want to say it was a Time magazine.
About a doctor who was doing hand transplants.
I was like, oh my God, that's the guy. That's the guy who's going to help us. I just have to find him.
Jenny tracked down the surgeon at Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore. And after a lot of testing and counseling, they put Kevin on the waiting list when he turned 18.
We thought, oh, they're going to call us at any time.
So Kevin put off starting college. And his family decided Kevin should move closer to his surgeon and that one of his sisters should move with him. Jenny, who's 10 years older, stepped forward.
I said, I'll do it. I want to do this.
So she gave up a job she had for 10 years. She took her son out of elementary school and she broke off her engagement. Jenny remembers the rainy day her family loaded her big red sofa and the rest of her worldly belongings into the U-Haul.
All of our stuff got wet, moving it into the truck. So it was a very gloomy day, just how we were feeling.
Jenny and Kevin drove all night. They got to Maryland the next day.
We're like, okay, we're here.
And then the waiting began.
My life changed dramatically. And then I wondered if what I'm doing is the right thing, you know, being alone and without your family, with any friends.
And doing it with no end in sight. Waiting for a hand is a lot more complicated than for a liver or a kidney. Those just have to match close enough so the body won't reject them. A hand has to look right, too. The right size, age, skin tone. The first person who got a hand transplant ended up asking his surgeon to take it off. So doctors are super careful about finding a hand that matches well. They told Kevin.
They would always let me know if they found the hand and then tell me, what do you think? You think it's a good match for you? Like, do you want it?
Kevin hasn't had to answer that question very much so far. Part of the reason is he's Latino, and Latinos don't donate organs as often as Caucasians, so finding a hand for Kevin has been even harder. But one morning, Kevin woke up, looked at his phone.
I had a few missed calls.
And text messages from Baltimore.
They told me that there was a possibility that we could have a donor.
Jenny was in Savannah. One of their sisters was having a bachelorette party.
And I went to go talk to my sister and I told her, I have to leave. I have to drive back to Baltimore. And she's like, why? And I said, Kevin got called and it may be it.
The excitement didn't last long. The donor's family felt uncomfortable donating their loved one's hand. Part of Kevin was relieved, but a big part was disappointed.
Oh, wow. It didn't happen.
But another time, everything looked good. The family said, okay. So the doctors texted a picture of the hand to Kevin. He took one look at it and thought to himself, the skin's just not right.
This is not the best possible match for me, so I'm not going to go through with it.
It's not that Kevin's picky. He'd even be okay with a woman's hand. Once doctors explained that his hormones would eventually make it look more like his other hand.
They said, like, over time, it wouldn't necessarily look like a female hand on me.
So Jenny and Kevin wait. They've been waiting now almost...
It'll be 3 years.
Longer than any of Kevin's doctor's other patients.
Do you want a milkshake?
Yeah, sure.
Kevin and Jenny are trying to get on with their lives. They often make breakfast together before Kevin heads off to a community college where he's taking classes.
Do you want the protein or you just want to...
And Jenny
like
heads off to work. Okay. She recently got a big promotion. But still, this limbo is hard, and sometimes Jenny lets her fears run wild.
Sometimes I'll even play it out in my head. Well, what if the surgery goes so bad and, you know, God forbid he passes away, then it's my fault and I'm going to lose my brother and I would just never forgive myself.
Hand transplants are really complicated and Kevin could end up worse off if he never learns how to use his new fingers or his body rejects the hand. And the anti-rejection drug he'll have to take for the rest of his life is really dangerous. Kevin says he gets all this.
It's worth anything. It's worth everything. It's just that's how bad I want it to happen. And it'll give me that sense of happiness that I don't have without it, that I could only get from having the hand.
So every time a Baltimore number pops up on their phones...
We're always like, we're on edge all the time.
Every time I see Baltimore, I even hesitate to answer at first. My stomach sinks. Just, what is this? What's going to happen right now?
But so far, the closest they've ever come has been in Jenny's dreams.
I dreamt that Kevin had the surgery, but I couldn't see it. For some reason, they were not letting me see Kevin. I was like so worried, and I remember crying about it. It was just more waiting. We were just waiting.
Rob Stein, NPR News.
And we'll continue to follow Kevin Lopez and his sister on their journey to get Kevin a hand transplant.